Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, September 4th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, is the stock market too big to fail? Then,
if Israel attacks Iran according to that deal, I believe the way it reads, unless they have a codicil or they have something to it, that we have to fight with Iran against Israel.
Now, what Trump thinks of the U.S.-Iran relationship and the men of Head Down Firearms on the purpose of concealed carry. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You come in my house, you're dead. In fact, I'll show people on air right now. And people are so scared of firearms. I mean, you come in here trying to kill people, it's over.
Well, we got a bunch of here, right? You can carry it.
Yeah, we got a bunch of guys that are armed back there.
I think it's great.
But I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
I mean, the criminal's going to have a gun anyways. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
A humanitarian crisis of a magnitude not seen since the Second World War is happening right now across the globe. Syrian refugees streaming into Europe refuse to be put into camps and are boarding trains for Germany, where the government has pledged billions of dollars and euros to support them, to cover the cost of social benefits, language courses, and refugee integration into the labor market. Germany expects 800,000 refugees this year, up from 200,000 last year. More than 4 million more wait to enter Europe from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Lebanon. Most of the refugees are Sunni Muslims, but yet these wealthy Sunni Muslim countries like Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Bahrain have refused to take in refugees. The unfolding humanitarian crisis in Europe, the largest since the Second World War, is a direct result of the effort by the United States and the Gulf Emirates to overthrow the Syrian government.
Well, there's been a lot of controversy over the Iran deal, but now Donald Trump has told CNN that he's concerned with a portion of the agreement that appears to say that the U.S. would be required to come to Iran's defense.
You know, there's something in the Iran deal that people, I don't think, really understand or know about, and nobody's able to explain it, that if somebody attacks Iran, we have to come to their defense. And I'm saying, does that include Israel? Mm. And most people say yes. They don't have an exclusion for Israel. So if Israel attacks Iran according to that deal, I believe the way it reads, unless they have a codicil or they have something to it, that we have to fight with Iran against Israel.
Now, Trump has been an outspoken opponent of the Iran deal. Now, the language of the agreement doesn't explicitly say that the United States or the other nations are required to defend Iran if it's attacked. The agreement calls for Western nations signing this deal to ensure nuclear safety as appropriate of Iran's civilian nuclear facilities. So no word on what that means. As appropriate, kind of vague. But let's talk about this Iran deal. Now, the Obama administration is selling it that it's going to be good for the citizens of Iran and it's going to finally bring peace to the Middle East. Now, come on. First of all, Iran is one of the biggest backers of Syria and Hezbollah in that region. And of course, so a lot of people are saying that this is only going to work to the advantage of the most extremist elements like Assad, ISIS, Hezbollah, and the Iraqi Shiite militias there, as well as, you know, the radical Iranian regime. And obviously, a lot of people are also saying that Iran is most certainly going to use this newly acquired cash and bolstered economy to prop up its proxies in the region and try and assert its hegemony, causing more conflict and bloodshed. Now, but, you know, that's not what Obama's going to tell you. He says this is going to finally bring some peace to the Middle East. But I guess he means by obliterating it entirely. Now, this deal, what it's really good for is the military-industrial complex, because in order to reassure a vital Persian Gulf ally about this Iran nuclear deal, the Pentagon has made a deal, a $1 billion arms agreement with Saudi Arabia. They're going to be providing weapons for the Saudi war effort against the Islamic State in Yemen. So, yeah, you see that immigration crisis, it's going to get exponentially worse, because not only is Iran going to be bolstering itself with weapons, but so is Saudi Arabia. Now, this comes at a time when the Obama administration is promising Arab allies that it's going to back them against what many Arab governments view as a rising Iran. And of course, it's a rising Iran because the Obama administration is lifting it. So they're lifting Iran and making them a threat and then saying, don't worry though, we'll give you weapons as well. Weapons for everyone. It's like watching Oprah. Now, this also comes at a time that the Middle East is descending into proxy wars, sectarian conflicts, and battles against terrorist networks. And of course, all of this is a boon for American defense contractors. So it's not peace in the Middle East. This is order out of chaos. Then this is exactly what it looks like. This is what a destabilized region looks like. If you're going to bolster civil war in the region, just take a look at this immigration crisis. This is what it looks like as regions destabilize. Hundreds of thousands of families are fleeing the Middle East. These are the canaries in the coal mine. They know that a major conflict is coming to the region. And of course, yes, a lot of them are looking for a better life for their families and also to take advantage of the benefits. But it's not their fault. I mean, you have Hillary Clinton saying, yeah, we came, we saw, he died. You overthrow Gaddafi and destabilize the region. And now you have people fleeing Libya. This is what happens. This is what it looks like when you flood the country with weapons and bolster proxy wars. Now, the Saudi regime is largely responsible for massive civilian casualties in Yemen and elsewhere. But you know what? Let's just go ahead and give them some more weapons. Meanwhile, the five wealthiest Gulf nations have so far refused to take on any Syrian refugees, a single Syrian refugee, in fact. More than 4 million Syrians have been forced to escape their never-ending civil war, but Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait, and Bahrain have resettled zero refugees. They've created this crisis, and they are refusing to share in the responsibility. Now, we're talking about people who pretty much, for the most part, have the same culture, the same religion, but they're fleeing to Europe. Now, obviously, it's, you know, the doors are wide open there, but the Gulf nations, check this out, the Gulf nations argue that accepting large numbers of Syrian refugees is a serious threat to the safety of its citizens because terrorists could hide themselves among civilians. You think? So they are creating these terrorists, and then they are refusing to bring any of them in their country. They're just pushing them on everybody else. Now, they, of course, they're providing clothing and food and stuff there for their makeshift FEMA camps, but they're pretty much just open-air prisons that these people are fleeing to. And, of course, we are seeing these horrific images just in the nick of time for the establishment to push its agenda. Now, they're asking the establishment media, if these extraordinarily powerful images of a dead Syrian child washed up on a beach don't change Europe's attitude to refugees, what will? Now, people are getting enraged about illegal immigrants and refugees taking advantage of welfare benefits, and I get that. I mean, Germany is now spending about $1 billion helping these people. And the issue is there are tens of millions more people waiting back in the Middle East. And, of course, if the word gets out that the gates are open, this migrant crisis is going to be of epic proportions. So I get that. But the joke of all of this is that the media is putting the shame on everyone out there that you should be ashamed for not taking in refugees. But where is the shame for the policies that are causing these people to flee their countries? There's no shame in that. It's just pointing shame at the people who refuse to open their doors, and that will never do. Now, we're not going to see, obviously, the mainstream media reporting about all the dead children in Gaza. You know, we didn't see any of the dead children killed by drone strikes in Pakistan. Why not? Because that does not push the agenda. Now, Anthony Frieda, the artist, he wrote me regarding the media's loaded use of imagery to push this agenda, and I wanted to read that letter to you. It's called The Right Dead Kid. And he says, why is it that the mainstream media will only show us dead babies whose murders they can blame on regimes that the U.S. wants to bomb, invade, or overthrow? The U.S. has been killing kids all over the world for 14 years. There's numerous alternative places where you can find these gruesome images of U.S. war crimes, but they never seem to make it to mainstream channels. Have you seen one picture of these innocent victims of the corporate press? Have you seen one image of tens of thousands of kids killed as a result of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, promoted by the controlled cable TV news? Have you seen one photo of the kids killed by U.S. aggression in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Syria, or Somalia appear in a war-justifying mainstream newspaper? I doubt it. And then he goes on to talk about how it was a shocking photo of a girl who was a victim of a napalm bombing raid in Vietnam that appeared on the front page of the New York Times. This is a Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph that was the tipping point for people where they could see the true horror and immorality of war, and it helped turn public sentiment against U.S. aggression in the country. So would such a picture make its way to this powerful platform in today's media? Probably not, unless it's going to further the agenda. Now, you'll remember it was the New York Times that promoted the lies that took us to the war in Iraq. Publishing such emotionally charged, shocking images can be used to help end a war, but much more frequently they're used to demonize an enemy and provide pretext for a new war on humanitarian grounds. We never see the results of U.S.-inflicted carnage because a major function of the war-promoting media is to remove all guilt and moral responsibility for our country's actions and affix blame and evil elsewhere. The excuse for putting these visual documents of war into the memory hole is often that these images are too provocative. Yet the same media outlets enthusiastically put clips of bad guys chopping off heads into heavy rotation. The response to images like the dead Syrian boy on the beach shows that there is a real human instinct for universal compassion. As difficult as they are to look at, we need to face them head on, not to desensitize us to the horrors of war, but to confront our own complicity in them. Following two propaganda-fueled days centered around fake photos supposedly proving that Russian troops were inside the Ukraine, the New York Times has issued a retraction. Buried deep on page A9, the newspaper admits the authenticity of the photos has come under scrutiny. The establishment media and the State Department pawn these photos off as evidence, despite the fact the authenticity of the photographs couldn't be independently verified. Freelance photographer Maxim Dondyuk, who worked for a Russian news magazine, told the New York Times he had taken the group photograph in Slavyansk and posted it on his Instagram account. He told the newspaper that nobody asked his permission to use the photograph. And this isn't the first time the war machine media have churned out false evidence in an effort to gear the country up for war. Last year, the BBC appeared to use stunning fakery in an effort to launch a war with Syria. This report was first released on August 29, 2013, just days before an attack on Syria seemed inevitable. The BBC claims it just so happened to be filming at a small hospital when victims of a napalm-style attack poured into that very spot.
Among the medics here was a British doctor visiting for the charity Hand in Hand.
I need a pause because it's just absolute chaos and carnage here. We've had a massive influx of what looks like serious burns. It seems like it must be some sort of, I'm not really sure, maybe napalm, something similar to that.
Exactly 1 month later, Obama and crew were trying to pin the chemical weapons attack on Assad without success. So BBC airs the exact same clip, this time artificially dubbing the doctor's voice to suit the establishment's need for the chemical weapons tagline.
We've had a massive influx of what looked like serious burns. It seems like it must be some sort of chemical weapon. I'm not really sure.
In a subsequent BBC interview, Dr. Rola Halam complained about the UK Parliament's refusal to authorize a military strike on Syria. Interestingly, Halam's father is also on the Syrian National Council, the political body which represents opposition militants. And if this all seems familiar, well, it should. A similar disinfo tactic was used to bolster support for the war with Iraq.
They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
That was Nurse Nayira, whose tearful testimony swung the pendulum in favor of war. After the vote was safely passed, Nayira, the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to Washington, admitted to making the whole story up. Nurse Nayira and those faulty claims of weapons of mass destruction weren't the only lies told to convince America war with Iraq was necessary. CNN also did their part to play up the drama.
CNN's Carl Rochelle is here with me, just came up. Carl, I know we can't be very specific given these restrictions, but within those parameters, what did you see?
Well, what I saw, I didn't see anything hit. I looked almost straight above us. There's a vapor trail coming from my right to my left, and there's a cloud of something. It looks like it might have been an explosion, a cloud,
Oh, I love this country so much.
These false flag mass media war campaigns are so typical, in fact, there's even a movie about it.
Okay, good. Put the village behind her.
Give me some flames. Some sound of screaming.
That's good. We can link that to the press. They can downlink it on Telstar 401 Transporter 21.
And this just in, a Newsbreak special report from the Albanian front. We've just received information that the young Albanian national fleeing in this video is attempting to escape terrorist reprisals in her village.
Even before television was invented, mainstream media was still lined to go to war. In 1895, William Randolph Hearst of the New York Journal sent his employees to cover the Cuban revolt against Spain. Lacking anything newsworthy to report, Hearst told his employee, famed illustrator Frederick Remington, "You furnish the pictures, and I'll furnish the war." The establishment media continues to serve as the propaganda arm of the war machine. It is their job to file dubious reports as part of a campaign to build public consensus for ongoing interventions from Iraq and Libya to Syria and eventually Ukraine.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different hand cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, a new Justice Department rule is going to make it harder for the feds to monitor your phones. This is effective immediately. The Justice Department just enacted a new policy that's forcing federal law enforcement officials to get a warrant before they can use the cell phone site simulators, also known as stingrays. Of course, these devices are controversial. They collect massive amounts of metadata from large numbers of phones in a given area. So this is a huge problem. Now, the Department of Justice reaffirms its commitment to hold itself to the highest standards as it performs its critical work to protect public safety. They're saying that this new policy ensures our protocols for this technology are consistent, well-managed, and respectful to individuals' privacy and civil liberties. Ah, freedom. It's so nice. Forgot to mention one major loophole. This does not apply to local and state law enforcement, only federal agencies. Now, the policy only applies to domestic investigations by the federal law enforcement agencies that include FBI, Marshal Service, and the DEA. It doesn't cover local or state law enforcement unless they are involved in a joint task force with the federal authorities. So they can go ahead and continue scooping up all of your cell phone data without even disclosing that they are using these stingrays. Now, stingrays trick cell phones into connecting with them. They act like a cell tower, and they allow authorities to determine the location of a tracked phone. And in doing so, the equipment also connects with all other phones in the area, and it allows investigators to collect information on people that haven't been suspected of a crime. So the device can capture your calls, text messages, emails, and other data. And, of course, this technology has been adapted widely by local authorities, but they don't even tell you that they are using them. And, of course, so you can't use it as a defense in if you have to take it to court. Now, let's talk about some other shocking video that has just been released. This is by the Dallas County Sheriff's Office. The video appears to show the moment a man died in the lobby there. Now, surveillance footage shows Joseph Sheldon Hutchison frantically running inside the Dallas County Jail lobby on August 1st, and his brother says the footage proves that deputies are responsible for his brother's death.
This guy's up checking his phone. Checking his phone. My brother's no longer a threat to anybody. Or that he ever was a threat to anybody. Phone goes back in. My brother's squirming. He's probably hurt at this point. Here he goes. Hey, look at the knee. Look at the knee. Look at the knee. Look at him. Look at the pressure he's putting in him, man. They know they killed him right there. Now watch him. Watch him. Watch his body language. Oh, watch. He's pulling his glasses off. Watch. He's wiping the sweat. Now watch. Watch. Watch his body language. Look, I don't know, man. I killed him. Now watch. He tells him, get out of here. Go. Pointing that way. Go. You leave now. He's leaving. He's walking off. There's your killer right there. He's taking off. He's going back. He never comes back out. Watch when they pull him up. My brother's dead right now, man. He's gone.
Now, following a month-long investigation, the Dallas County Medical Examiner determined that Hutchinson's death was a homicide, and he blamed the combined toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine combined by hypertensive cardiovascular disease and physiological stress associated with struggle and restraint. And this seems to be something that happens a lot with people. I'm sorry, drugs are really bad for your heart, and when you combine that with the fight or flight, struggle and restraint, this is something that has occurred many times. Now, there was also a lot of other bizarre instances with this case, which makes it, I can understand why the family is so upset. Hutchins's wife notes that in the days following her husband's death, the department attempted to dehumanize him by saying that they had found drugs in his truck. But then 2 days later, they corrected that and said there were no drugs. And also the family says that they were upset to discover that the organs in his throat were missing. They hired a private pathologist to conduct a second autopsy. So, I mean, obviously the first time around, maybe they had to take those out to show that, you know, it wasn't the knee to the neck or whatever that caused it. I don't really know, but obviously just some weird things going on. Now, a spokesperson with the department said that all six officers involved were reassigned several weeks ago. So they weren't fired. They weren't demoted. You know, they've just been passed along elsewhere to another city to have to deal with. Now, this is obviously a reoccurring theme. This man walked into the jail, and yeah, he was acting erratically, but he said, please don't be scared of me. I just need some help. And you cannot call the police for help anymore. Time and time again, we're seeing you call the cops for help, and they end up killing the person who they have to go and help. Obviously, there's a training issue there where they're needing to get some additional training to deal with people who are under mental distress. Now, obviously, I'm not bashing the cops. I know not all cops are bad, but there are some bad seeds, and it is also this policing with impunity. Obviously, if you would have to pay for these mistakes out of a police pension rather than by the taxpayers, maybe there'd be some accountability. Until then, cops out there think you just need to obey them because their authority comes from God. This is a Texas Sheriff, Randy Meeks. He published a guest editorial in the local Herald Banner, and of course, he cited every authoritarian's favorite Bible quote, Romans 13, and said, you know, the authority comes from God. Sorry, Sheriff, but your authority comes from the citizens who elected you to be sheriff and who can also kick you out of office. So, like I said, you got to kick out these bad cops, kind of like this guy. You'll recall earlier this week that there were, reports that shots were fired at a police vehicle in Boston, setting off a huge manhunt, shut down schools and a number of other public buildings. Turns out that was a lie. The cop fabricated that entire story. He apparently crashed into a tree and just made the whole thing up. And he's been fired. So there you go.
Obama's Justice Department accused a Nebraska meatpacking plant of racism because the company dared to ask its employees for their legal status, despite the fact that feds have raided similar plants in the past for hiring illegal aliens. The DOJ claimed that Nebraska Beef LTD required non-U.S. citizens, but not their similarly situated U.S. citizens, to present specific documentary proof of their immigration status to verify their employment eligibility. With the feds breathing down its neck, the business, Nebraska Beef LTD, agreed to pay Uncle Sam a $200,000 civil penalty and establish an uncapped back pay fund to compensate individuals who lost wages because they couldn't prove they were in the country legally, the Digital Watch reported. Additionally, the business will undergo compliance monitoring, which means Big Brother will be watching very closely. The head of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division explains that the agency is on a mission to eliminate unnecessary and discriminatory barriers to employment so workers can support their family and contribute to the U.S. economy. You heard that right. The Justice Department is actually preventing companies to fire employees because they're legal aliens. This is completely ridiculous. I mean, back in 2006, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement raided several packing plants across six states and arrested 1,300 illegal aliens. Now, but what we see now is a complete contrast where we got the Justice Department creating this chilling effect to prevent companies from even questioning whether their employees are legal or not. Now, this is what I would call phase two of Obama's amnesty program. Now, phase one, which was started around 2013, was where we saw Obama tell the Border Patrol that they couldn't, they needed to back off of enforcing immigration laws, which basically opened the border for illegal aliens and human traffickers and what have you. And when a lot of these illegal aliens crossed the border, they got detained by Border Patrol. And after several weeks, Border Patrol actually bought them bus tickets to ship them wherever they wanted to go in the country. So let's say you had a legal alien that got to McAllen, you know, got detained in McAllen for like 3 weeks. The Border Patrol actually took them to the bus station, bought them tickets to, say, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Denver, Wisconsin, wherever they wanted to go. And in exchange for the bus tickets, the illegal aliens were given these immigration court dates that they promised to appear to. But a lot of these court dates were like 3 or 4 years in advance, and 90% of the illegal aliens are not going to show up anyway. So now what we have is phase two, where the Obama administration is scaring companies away from even questioning the legal status of their employees. So once the illegal aliens get into the country and get settled in, get jobs, get families, what have you, then they don't even have to worry about ever getting deported because they're never going to risk losing their job. Once again, this is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. We have two members of the incredible team of our great sponsor, Head Down Products. You can find them at hdfirearms.com. We have Lee and Ryan, and I thank you guys for coming out to our studio here in Austin.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've been here for a little while. Just tell us, what do you think about the city of Austin?
It's great, very diverse, got a lot of culture to it. Had a really, really good time here so far. It's really, really more than what I thought.
So you were carrying and you encountered the TSA at the airport. What was that experience like for you guys?
That was pretty interesting. It was
it's actually a little easier than we thought getting into it. Being in the industry, we were a little nervous about it.
Right.
And, you know, we've done it before, but more in the competition shooting realm and things like that. Yes. We had everything lined up.
So it really wasn't too bad. I mean, the TSA was actually very professional. It's not the normal that you hear from TSA. Very cut and dry. I think I'll start carrying just about everywhere I go when it's more on a personal level of traveling.
Oh, there you go. And so let's start with that, since we're talking about this personal carry, because we hear a lot of people say, well, why do you need a firearm? You know, if you have an incident, why don't you call the police? So let's say, you know, there's somebody out there right now and they just see you guys, you know, two big, tough guys. Why in the world would you need to carry a firearm?
Well, this is my particular position on it. I have the utmost respect for police officers. They do things that nobody else wants to do. They put themselves in danger every day. But the reality of it is, most of the time they're there to write the report, clean the mess up. You have to be self-sufficient. You have to be self-protected of yourself or maybe a loved one or maybe a fellow citizen that doesn't have the opportunity to protect themselves. You should exercise your Second Amendment right. You should take advantage of that, just as you do on your First Amendment.
One thing about, you know, I think some people miss about the Second Amendment rights is, you know, like Lee was saying, the police can't always be there. And you know, you have to take that responsibility for yourself, to protect yourself, your family. And, you know, the police can't keep you safe. Only we can do that. So, you know, the firearm is the ultimate equalizer to be able to protect yourself, your property, and your loved ones. So, you know, it shouldn't be a complicated argument, but somehow it gets twisted to be something that it isn't.
And Ryan, you were telling me off camera that you're also a part of a group.
Yeah, Armed Citizens United. You know, Lee is a big part of that. We wanted to get, you know, somebody who was in the manufacturing of, you know, black rifles, which is, you know, the scary weapon of, all of the media. They really demonized that particular firearm, and, you know, Head Down Products were, you know, is a big manufacturer. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to have that perspective from somebody like Lee and, you know, really be able to understand, why is this being attacked? We understand that it doesn't make sense on our side. But how can we get this out to the public? How can we educate them? And how can we get the youth to understand the philosophies behind, you know, protecting yourself and having the ability to have a firearm?
So in this modern time, let's just say what it is, since post Sandy Hook, you know, there's been a lot of demonization of the firearms industry, particularly the AR-15, also the AK-47 going to the Aurora shooting. And anybody who takes the time can go to the FBI's own statistics and see that those type of rifles, those military style rifles, italicized style rifles, those are used in a very low percentage of crimes. You're much more likely to be beaten to death with a hammer or a blunt object and yeah. be stabbed and to be shot with a military style rifle, especially a fully automatic one. Right. So since Sandy Hook, how has that affected your business, if any?
Well, we found that it, you know, when the government came out and said they were going to ban, you know, the ability for you to exercise your Second Amendment rights on specific weapons, our business got really, really busy. I think what we've really seen is people becoming more knowledgeable. You know, everybody wants to call an AR-15 an assault rifle. AR doesn't stand for assault rifle. So the media has really twisted everything in the mannerism to, as Ryan said, demonize it. As you said, to demonize, make it the most worst, horrible thing you can get. The reality of it is that weapon system is not dangerous per se. It's the person that's utilizing it. And that's what we really need to start focusing on is the people. And how do we fix that kind of situation? Because a car runs over somebody, is it the car's fault or is it the gentleman that's behind the wheel that's drunk? Is that his fault?
And as you speak on that, I don't know if you guys recall Elliot Roger, who's out in California. This guy, he shot people, he stabbed people, and he ran people over with his vehicle. But at the end of the day, nobody said, let's ban cars or knives. They said, let's ban the firearms.
Right. And another thing that's you know, notable about that is he was called, if you remember the coverage of that, he was called a gunman, but he wasn't. Nobody said anything about hit and runs. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't tag him with that. They tagged him with gunmen. And that's strategic. That is purposeful. And they do that to demonize the gun, to, you know, continuously brainwash, as, you know, people have said, some high up political figures. They want to brainwash people to really demonize the tool and take no personal responsibility for action. You know, this is a personal responsibility issue. If, you know, we can pick up a knife, a gun, get in our car. We can slaughter people at every turn. It's just a tool. I can set my gun that I'm carrying right now. I can set it right here, and nothing's going to happen.
You know, something else we've noticed since we started sponsoring the show is y'all welcomed us in like family. What we have seen is a lot more people out there really looking at, oh my gosh, you know, the media scared me to death for so many years about this type of gun. Maybe it's not really that bad. Tell me about it. Educate me. And what we've really found is education is the key. And that's really one of the big things for Head Down is educating the people. We want you to know what you need to do. We want you to be safe with your firearm, not because it's a pistol or a rifle, just in general. We want you to be safe with your kids. We want you to be able to store them properly. That's things that I grew up as was common sense. People don't. They weren't taught that way. They weren't raised that way. So we really want to push that to the public and let them understand that's what we need to do. You need to be educated about your gun. Just don't go buy one. Get educated.
Yeah, and that's why I always tell people, don't just buy it and, you know, start packing it. You know, take it out to the range. You know,
100%.
Understand how it operates. Now, I know you guys have a lot of veterans who work over at Head Down. I want to get your opinion on this recent shooting that we saw at the recruiting station. And the one we have here in Austin, myself and Joe Biggs went out there and carried, you know, days after, you know, trying to protect the people because nobody went out there to protect the guys. They dropped off a squad car and, you know, as pretty much a scarecrow, and nobody was there to protect them. And of course, they couldn't protect themselves, even though it had a big sign that said armed forces. I'm like, they can't be armed and they're right.
armed forces, but they don't have anything to arm themselves with.
And we've all seen the images, the, you know, the gun free zone sign with bullets all around it. You know, as, you know, guys who have very close ties to the military community, what did that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel sad that our government impedes the ability for our soldiers to carry a weapon. The most highly trained individuals in the world, the finest military armed services we have, but they decline to let them carry weapons. It's really sad to me. I it's actually insulting. I mean, these are the people that go overseas and fight for our rights and our way of life, but they can't be protected by themselves here. And given no one wants to really believe that this is America, we're not going to have to worry about this kind of thing. People, we have to worry about this now. You're seeing this time and time again with the attacks on police officers, military base. It's here. We need to recognize that and address it.
The word that comes to mind is just stupidity for me. Like, you know, just echoing the things that he's saying, but maybe in a different way. You know, it's the armed services. It's the military. And they don't have the ability to protect themselves at their own place of employment. That's just stupid. There's no, you can talk to your blue in the face about any kind of, you know, reasoning or legislation or safety measures that you can try and make sense of. But the reality is things happen and the cops can't get there in time. And these gentlemen, these soldiers that protect us don't have the ability to protect themselves. It's ridiculous and stupid.
And they've done nothing since to prevent it.
No.
They've done nothing.
They were even threatening to charge one of the guys who was actually concealed carrying. Now, we're coming to the end, guys. So just briefly give us your final thoughts and also tell them about, you know, anything at Head Down House coming down the pike.
Really appreciative of the Alex Jones listeners. Really thankful to have them. We're always going to do everything we can to push Second Amendment and really support it.
The other thing that maybe I want to add to that is, you know, we really want to push people to carry. Please come and buy, you know, the AR-15s. They're very versatile weapon systems. But the other thing that we want to really encourage is we want people to carry.
Right.
You know, carry on your person. I mean, if you're in the grocery store, or you're at the movie theater, all these places where some of these things may take place, have the ability to defend yourself and your family. And the best way to do that, go out, get some training. We offer training. Learn how to use that firearm. Get yourself equipped with a personal handgun. Carry it. Know how to use it so you can defend yourself and your family.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
And finally tonight, there is some speculation that the stock markets are now too big to fail. Now, the U.S. stock market is integral to the global financial system in two ways. Now that investment banks, pension funds, insurers, and multitudes of 401k retirement plans are dependent on current equity valuations, a crash would impair virtually the entire spectrum of finance, from hedge funds to banks to insurers to pension plans. So a decimation of these sectors would impact the U.S. economy and thus the global economy very negatively. It's just too integral to the global financial system. Obviously, a crash there could be catastrophic. And those points right there just let you know just how integral it is. But those aren't the only predictions. Obviously, we've been talking about a coming collapse. Well, now some eerie statistics are predicting, of course, this coming Shemitah market wipeout. There are only 8 trading days left until the Shemitah. Now, of course, we've reported on this before. The past 5 Shemitah cycles have ended in crashes, and this one could be the worst yet. Now, a respected statistician has proven that this mathematical validity behind the Shemitah theory. This is Thomas Pound. He's an educator and mathematician, and he's, of course, talking about, you know, only 8 more trading days remain until the dreaded Elul 29. It's the final day of the Shemitah year, known as Wipeout Day on the Hebrew calendar. And he says, statistically, it appears that the calendar years in which the sabbatical year ends are worse than the other 6 years, and the difference is significant based on that data that he has. And he says to expect something really bad in September. And of course, we've, you know, had Gerald Celente on, Harry Dent as well, Michael Snyder also predicting this. But that's not it. There are also other signs in the heaven this month. We are going to have the 6th supermoon of the year, and this supermoon will also be a blood moon because it's going to coincide with a total lunar eclipse. Now, NASA says that the supermoon lunar eclipse is going to take place September 27th. Supermoons occur when a full moon coincides with the moon's perigee, which is when the moon is closest to the Earth. So it's going to appear larger and brighter than it normally would. And the supermoon of this month is expected to be the closest one of 2015. So it's going to look huge on September 27th. It'll also be a blood moon, like I said, because it's going to coincide with that total lunar eclipse, which is an extremely unusual event for a supermoon and a lunar eclipse to coincide. NASA says it's happened only 5 times since 1900. The last time it happened occurred in 1982, and we will not see another until 2033. Well, we are witnessing a time of political upheaval, a staggering economy, wars and rumors of wars everywhere, and in fact, we're even seeing some auspicious signs in the heavens. Is there an ancient mystery that lies behind everything that we're witnessing, from the rise and fall of the stock market to the rise and fall of nations? Well, my guest today hopes to possibly answer that question. This is Jonathan Cahn, and he's the author of 2 New York Times bestseller books. The first is The Harbinger, and then his new book, The Mystery of the Shemitah. It predicts a biblical pattern which indicates that financial collapse may be coming in 2015.
You know, once when I wrote the book, people from Wall Street were contacting me and saying, some of them saying there is a 7-year cycle. And when I looked after I wrote the book, they actually are identifying the 7-year cycle on the time of the Shemitah, but they have no idea what the Shemitah is. So I'd say it's bigger than that. There are conspiracies, but this is bigger than that. When you look at the last 40 years, then it's the greatest crashes or the collapsing of the Wall Street, the long-term collapses are the years 1973, 1980, 87, 2000, and 2007. Every single one of them happens on a 7-year cycle. That's the Shemitah. Every single one of them happens at the time of the Shemitah. But not only that, if you look at the greatest collapses in world history, I mean, just in modern times, the top 3, which is number 3, is 1937, 1938. That's the year of the Shemitah. The number 2 is 2007, 2008, the Great Recession, year of the Shemitah. Number 1 is the Depression, greatest year is 1930, 31, year of the Shemitah. Every single one happens in this time period. And it even gets more precise because the amazing thing is the majority of them all happen at the same time of year. They happen at the time of the month of Tishri. That's why for years, economists have been boggled. Why do all these great crashes happen around September, October? Well, that's the biblical month of Tishri. But it even gets more like intense and stunning because if you look at the last 2 cycles, which is 2001 and 2007, the amazing thing is this phenomenon, or actually 2008, this phenomenon is getting more and more precise and more powerful or stunning. For example, 2001, you have 9/11 happens. It causes the greatest point crash in world history. Well, when does that take place? It's September 17th, 2001. That's the greatest crash. What day is that? That date is Elul 29, the exact day of the Shemitah that comes once every 7 years. That's the day appointed to wipe out the financial realm in the Bible, the exact day, and it's a sign of judgment. If you go 7 years into the future and you find you have the other greatest crash in world history to this day, September 29, 2008, greatest crash ever. When does that take place? On September 29th. In the biblical calendar, it's Elul 29, the exact same biblical day that comes once every 7 years. So the two greatest crashes in world history each happen exactly 7 biblical years apart, down to the day, down to the hour, the minute, the second, on the day that's appointed once in 7 years to wipe out the financial realm. So, I mean, this is stunning. I don't believe, no matter what, anybody could have put this thing together. I mean, that's how precise it is, down to the day and down to the seconds. The pattern of the last Shemitahs have been that often at the beginning of the Shemitah, you don't notice anything, but there are often foreshadows. Well, the major thing, if something's going to happen, the major period is going to be coming up, is at the always at the end of the Shemitah as we approach September. That's the time of that wipeout. I'm not saying it has to happen, but I believe we need to be aware of it. And interesting, people who look at signs, one of the signs in the Bible of judgment is the darkening of the sun or an eclipse. Not that it always is, but it can be. On the day that we get to the wipeout day, Elul 29 of this Shemitah cycle, the sun's going to be darkened at that time. That the last time that happened was 1987, when the sun was darkened at Elul 29. It led into Black Monday, the worst day crash in world history. I believe we are going to watch, if we don't turn back, if this nation keeps on going on its course, we're going to watch the fall of America or the shaking of America, and the American age that you and I and all our listeners have known since we were born is going to come to an end. And the Shemitah is very exact, very precise. And I believe this is a real warning that we need to be ready. Here's the thing. If you look at the year 1917, you have the year of the Shemitah. At the end of it would be this prophetic period that begins September 1917 to September 1918. Did anything significant happen with prophecy or restoration? Well, here's the amazing thing. In that exact period, Britain is winning the First World War. The Ottoman Empire crashes. The land of Israel goes to Britain. Britain issues the Balfour Declaration, gives the land back to the Jewish people in the restoration, the Jubilee coming back to the land in the exact time period. And if you count 7 Shemitahs later to the next 7th Shemitah, it takes you to, it gives you the period that is 1966 September to 1967 September. Right in the middle of that comes the next prophetic restoration, the Six-Day War, when Israel regains Jerusalem. Well, here's the thing. I'm not being dogmatic. I'm not saying it has to be. But if we follow this one more time, where does it take us? It takes us to the Shemitah that we're in right now. That's the 7th Shemitah. And the period of prophetic restoration would be September 2015 to September 2016. Now, again, not being dogmatic, but if it follows the pattern of what happened before, it would mean war in the Middle East, and a war resulting in the next piece or puzzle piece of prophecy. So this is so big. I mean, we're talking about from our pocketbooks, our bank accounts, to America, to prophecy, to the end time. So it's very specific. It's very exact.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel. Help take us to the next level. You can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv. Your subscription there gets you instant access to over 18 years of high-def content. You're not going to find it on YouTube. And, of course, you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time, and you are helping to support this operation. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you here again Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
What's wrong? You don't like a small group of psychos hijacking your country? Well, become president of the United States and change it from the...
Never mind.
3 cops were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different
cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.